up your meter.
Come on, Matchbox, where are you, thing?
Somehow this lock your cat out of here.
What?
$9.95. So that's $9. Well, the 95 cents off. That's included with tax. Don't forget that. $9, you're taking 2 off. That should be 5.
I'll give you
$40
tax.
$45 tax.
They
figure 10.40. Oh, 10.40
anyway.
I don't have a 10.40.
Yeah.
$5, that would be absolute bottom to me. To you anyway.
LJ.
Just for that, no, really. I won't go any higher than that because I'm tight with money as it is. Got a few things I want to buy. Cotton picker.
LJ.
1-7.
LJ.
Gone to 7.
Who's gonna shout me there? Or Pat?
I'm shouting you. LJ.
Alright, Jerk's on 7 now. Come on back here.
Since when did you get 7?
10, I just went to 6 to buy.
Since when did you get 7?
It's a 4.
Yo.
Sold it to
can't do it, I'll have a lot.
You did?
Hey, break it up.
Yeah, LJ, how much are you going to sell a meter for?
For me?
Oh, no.
No, LJ, across the street from me.
I knew that. I knew you'd say that. All people named Rick always say that. Always.
Something. I think it's the same price.
Look it up, Pat.
$9.95.
I'll give you 5.
Oh, 7.
7?
I'll give you 5.
All right, I'll tell you what you do. This will make an interesting offer. I'm going to help you, Rick, so shut up. Keep your mouth shut. Now listen, Mumblehead. This is what you do. You know how you make $10 fast? You sell me the matchbox for 5. Sell Rick the FW meter for 5. You get $10. That's a lot of money.
Oh, what are you trying to do? Huh? Clown, it's just a new... You know how long I've had this? 2 months, maybe? I'm not touched it for crying out loud. You know that. I mean, crying out loud. He sells a thing on radio, you know, he takes off $3. That's all he's selling. I can't,
Who's crying out loud, Ricky? Rick, if you gotta cry out loud, I mean, you know, not over here. But back to this thing. Well, $7. Who the hammer? Yeah, he needs the FW on me to bet. You know what? Do you know why he needs the FW on me to bet? Oh, you didn't know, if I could tell you. He has a matchbox, no FW on me. Now, how does a matchbox go through with the FW on me? Remember you had that problem? So, give me a break. Now, me, I got the FW on me, but no matchbox. He gotta give me a break, too. So, 5 is fine. Yeah, that's good enough. Wait a minute, if I don't cut out here. You said that, the matchbox over that was 1040, right? That's not on the code either, 1040. So listen, you lose 46 cents. You sell me the matchbox for 5, sell Rick the SW on me for 5, that's 10, and just to show up, put him up, throw him 40 cents, that's 1040. Now you're not losing anything.
I'll give you 10.50 for both of them.
There he is, man.
$6 each.
Okay.
All right, $6, I agreed on. You agree, Rick?
$6?
Each.
Yeah, I'll have to think it over.
Okay, what?
I'll have to think it over because I know where I could get one. I know a couple kids who sold SWR meters for 5.
Oh, wait a minute. I know somebody just sold it. 5, too, yeah. I'll bring it down, Lumberjack.
What was it, 5? $5 I sold John the matchbox for.
Shut up.
Wait a minute, let me look this up. A Johnson matchbox, $14.95, and he sold for $5. Oh, Lumberjack, that's it. Now, Rick, he's going to con you in there. Wait a minute, here's another one. And Johnson SWR meter, $14.95. And you're going to sell Rick Sessex for a Lockheed Crud? Oh, forget it, Rick.
Oh, who sold it? Black Knight sold it?
Yeah.
You can probably put his thing in his screwdriver inside the matchbox and probably get off with Shorty.
Negative. No mess. Didn't mess up the matchbox. Sold it in good condition.
One day.
This is that Johnson matchbox.
Oh, I know, it's so hard to tune up. I'd rather have a gold line over at Johnson any day. So hard to tune up. God, the pain. That's a stupid matchbox. Johnson's cheap.
Pat.
Come on, Rick.
the tune just goes up and down.
I don't want to hear it.
Goes right in nice.
Yeah, all right, Rick.
Yeah, Pat, you know, I bought a Johnson Matchbox once. I don't know if you told you, I bought it from Hobo. I bought it, you know, real good, you know, like he had it for a couple days or something. I got a good break from there. Yeah, but, you know, his was so easy to tune, I swear, than my gold line. It was much easier to tune, but see, BN got his second hand first of all, so I don't know why his is so hard to tune.
Because he got it from Gene, that idiot. All right, well, I'll tell you, all right, Rick, let's be, now, wait a minute. Lumberjack Jack go over to see BN, he wanted to buy shoe or something. Let's give the kid a break. Give him six, right? I'm sure he's not that cheap, right? You don't pinch pennies to you? No. All right, I'm giving him six. See, Lumberjack, good friend, right?
Okay, LJ, we'll give you six for the SWR meter and the matchbox. Okay, all settled.
Are you going to pay my price? Thanks a lot.
Okay, I'll give him six, and I'll pay for your SWR meter, too, and you pay me six back.
I'll give you a slap. I'm leaving SWR meter. I don't need a better rig. It always bangs around. This is the kind of rig you can bang it around, and it still perk.
LJ.
I sold to the man with the funny hat. Okay. $6 for a matchbox. Okay. $6 for SWR meter, which means that grand total of $12 for that lumberhead. And he can use that to buy new axe.
$410. Okay, that takes care of those two. That goes to Rick. This goes to Pat. Very good. Alright, what else?
Wait, I want to buy something. Hey, anybody got a matchbox or SWR bridge for sale?
How much?
Five or six each.
No, sold already. I never come back on my friends. I'm not an Indian giver.
All right. $10 for... Do that, get one in the store for you. No, but really, Rick, anybody selling them?
What?
I should have bought BN's. Who'd BN sell his to?
Pete.
Matchbox. Oh, I saw I got rid of my SWR bridge on Matchbox. My modulation bridge and my SWR bridge for $10. But somebody over there by the passive borderline didn't want to buy it.
Idiot, next time tell me. I mean, you told me, but you know, knock it into my head, you know. Hey, Baron, it's a good deal, you know? And I have deals and I just forget about them.
Modulation meter, we should do. We have stuck that with somebody that's broken down modulation meter, stuck that with Rick there, and now he's having problems with it. And that was a good modulation meter, and it sure was. And I still got the SWR meter, but I need a matchbox. Why do I want a matchbox? Two reasons: number one, I don't want to lose a matchbox. So, I don't need a better rig. So, lumber. Okay, that's six, and he makes $12, and that is $62.
LJ.
Okay, now, that's very nice. Who wants a, coax, and, GCR2.
LJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you still, it's a weird noise in the background. Are you still selling, you have a TVI filter there?
Yeah, I got a TVI filter. I don't know if I'm selling it, really. How much?
I'll give you $7 for everything.
For every what?
For the, what do I want? I want the meter and the filter.
$7. Well, I might be able to use a filter. I mean, if I get like a 3-1 walkie, I don't know if I can do it or not. But I usually have a lot of trouble with TV. You know, I mean, your price is good. It's $1, but the thing is, it only cost me $3, $4, whatever it is. Therefore?
Yeah, I think you better keep that, because I don't really need it. I don't really got the problems with TVI, Hi-Fi, you know. If you got a filter for that, I'll take the money for that, but I don't think you got a filter for that. So what else is on the agenda? I think you got a +2 left. You got coax, a GCLR2 also, right? What's the gain on the GCLR2 anyway?
Hey, what's a GLCLR?
LJ, what's the gain on those antennas?
What is it?
GCLR2.
What is it?
A golden collinear.
Oh. Wait, tell me all the stuff you got for sale. I'm in the market for buying
stuff. Yeah. First, yeah, Mike.
I got it. Don't worry. No, really. What do you got up there for sale? The +2, forget that. I don't need one. But what do you got there?
charge them.
Going off.
How come I'm going off? Because I'm never around, that's why. Because I feel that the base for me is a waste of time. I always want to, I'm going to get a walkie. A good walkie, you know? This way, if I don't want to use it, I can just put in the old antenna, put it on the side, you know? I like walkies, but the base, you know, I've had this for 2 years already, you know, and I haven't done much of anything with it. I went on a little bit of a spree by getting all this tape that cost me over $100 for that garbage, you know? Because of you guys. And I'm not blaming you. So, but I feel I gotta get off. That's about all.
Ah, 14. Well, we sure will be listening for you in that WT when you get it. I know. Everybody was selling matchboxes and stuff before. Now I want to buy one.
Ah, 410 here on my shirt.
Baron, yeah. This is this one for you. I sold the Johnson Matchbox for $5. My clearance sale.
I would have bought it off you. I don't know how. Well, I must have been dumb or something.
Oh, Baron, you want to buy a Matchbox? Pete, you want to buy it? Yeah.
I kept on ignoring you every time you asked it. Oh, no, Ben. Well, that's when I said I was going to save up for a D-104. I'm going to fall short of that 104 because it's Christmas now. I thought I'd get it up before Christmas, but I didn't. So I could afford about $5 to $10 now.
Break.
Yeah, hold on, break. Yeah, why don't you buy your D-104?
When do I have to buy Christmas presents?
Buy the 104 and you'll modulate all those. You cut out everything. Go ahead, break.
Thank you. How about that? Unit 59 up on sideband. Come on down to PM. I'll meet you on 16. Thanks for the break, gentlemen. You got it back.
Yes, Franklin and a big old city, Woodridge.
I'll start talking about the town. Threes, we're gone.
Little Woodridge, 4th Street.
You want me to get them for you?
Oh, boy.
You want me to get them for you?
And his sideband.
Yeah, him and his sideband, his silly sideband.
Say goodbye, sir.
Here he goes. Sideband Joe over there.
Yeah, we got another break in here. Pick it up, break.
Yeah, how about it, Pat?
Yeah.
Yeah, Striker's in here, too. The copper wires do better than rabbit ears?
What? Yeah. Well, keep what you have now. Do you get your antenna? What happened? Did you have your antenna?
No, Lafayette don't carry them. An arrow was out of mission, no.
BN, go to channel 20.
Radio down in Union has one, but I gotta go for it tomorrow, and I gotta buy it again, you know?
Yeah, you wanna buy Golden Cooney for 30?
Is it good?
Is it good? It's that $45 one. Remember the Golden Cooney? Yeah, you pick him up, Lumberjack.
Joe.
I can't hear him. He's very, very low. But you know how much? $30.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah?
Wanna buy my antenna?
What kind?
Colleen.
How much?
I don't know if I want to take it down. Then I buy LJ's. I don't know how much better it is, though.
Oh, that's much better.
I'm going to end up buying a new one, but, you know, I'll think about it, you know. I don't know. I'll let you know tomorrow, probably, if I can.
And if I sold it, I guess I'd sell it 23.
Yeah, and Lumberjack wants 30 for his?
Yeah, but I'm not too definite I'd sell mine. Only if I know, well, how the, you know, I want to see what the propagation of the weather is going to be within the next few days. If it's good, maybe I could take mine down. Mine still shines, though. Like, very few colonies have a shiny one. It's not broken down enough. I still got the manual for it, too, in the receipt.
How old is it?
1 year.
So how can you sell it? You have another antenna?
I don't know. I might sell, I might not sell. If I do, I'm getting another antenna, probably another collinear, but a different one with a different color, you know? I may put something else up there for the winter, I don't know what. May go out and get something cheap. I don't even know if I'm going to take it down. I'll let you know within the next few days. Not a bent antenna, though. You could go by my house now and look at it. It's not bent at the least bit or nothing.
I believe you, but I'll probably end up buying a new one. And, do you know if the Super Collinear is any better than a Collinear or a Golden Collinear? What about it?
Not much better, I don't think. Just different color, one more radio. Basically the same thing, though.
Oh, because I was looking through a book last night, and I didn't know what it was, really.
Oh, they just sell for more. I don't know how much better they are, though.
How about the Plus Four? You hear anything about them?
I don't want to hear about them.
Oh, I was thinking about that one, but I don't know.
Don't waste your money. Buy a Turner Plus Two.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, we got. Yeah, LJ has a Plus Two. Maybe he could give you a good break on it. Yeah, LJ, could you hear him?
I could just barely make him out.
Yeah, how much are you selling your Plus Two for?
Let's see. For 30.
You hear that, Joel?
Yeah, I heard him. Who is that, LJ?
Yeah, I'm 410. Here's a lumberjack here.
What are you doing? Selling all your equipment?
Yeah.
How much you want for Plus Two?
Say so how much you want. He said he wants 30 for the Plus Two, Joel.
Yeah, I don't know. I just spent all the money for my set, and I still gotta give him that 10 and everything, so I doubt it, because, you know, not right away. I spent a lot of money.
Joel, is tonight your first night out?
What?
Is tonight your first night on the rig?
Yeah, I just got it, though. Maybe 2 hours ago.
410, yeah. Well, don't leave the rabbit. You know, when you're on a rabbit ears, don't transmit too long because it doesn't do your final much good. Did he do your plate and load yet?
No, I just got the ring. I'll wait till the gallery's over here. Thanks, Jake. Then maybe I'll do it.
Go! You know, if you don't, you know, if you got some coax there, if you get about 20 feet of coax or whatever it takes to get outside, I'll show you how to make a dipole. And you really put out good. Alright, Joel. Sorry, Trees. I'll talk to you tomorrow, probably.
Okay, Trees.
How about that, LJ?
Sure.
Yeah. That'd be cool, though. Sell my collinear. Buy a golden collinear. I don't know if I'd buy a gold collinear, though. I don't know what I'd do. I might not buy nothing. I might keep the old ground plane in the backyard. I don't know.
Of course I do.
Yo, well, I'll tell you, this gold collinear is, I'm not going to try to sell you. You know what it looks like. Now, it costs more. I think it costs more because it's heavier, you know? I mean, it's thick. It looks darn thick to me. I couldn't believe it when I put that thing together. You know, and it's guaranteed up to 100 miles, same thing as the regular collinear. The way it looks, I looked at Pat, you know, and mine looks a lot thicker for some reason. I don't know why. But that's probably it. The coating is just so it don't pit, I guess.
I know. If I took my antenna down, say, like I sold it for 23 or something like that, it's not in bad shape, though. It's not bent or nothing. I'm not even buying an antenna, you know, I'd have to wait through the winter and see, you know, what kind of deals I could get, you know. If I take this down, I could get something, you know, at least somewhat better, you know, in performance, not just in looks. Like, I don't think there's that much difference between the DCLR and the CLR, you know. But I don't know what I'd use for the winter. I'd probably, you know, go out and buy a Ringo or something to use temporarily. You know, some small antenna. I got the ground plane in the backyard, but that, you know, I got the house in the way, so I'm blocked out from the sun through it. So.
I want anything? Yeah. Well, getting a ring, I think that'd be a waste of time. That getting any other, you know, if you're just going to get it for just the winter, that's kind of, you know, what's that, $20?
Yeah.
Something, you know? It's kind of a waste of money. I thought you could sell it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. What you gonna do? Why do you
want to
sell yours for?
I don't know. I probably won't sell it. Just feel like getting a different antenna up or something. Because I'm getting sick and tired of lousy location. I gotta start looking for an antenna that'll get my signal over these stupid obstructions somehow. Or what I might do, get, I don't know, I'd like to get a bigger mast. At least maybe for the winter, if I could put up a 10-foot mast, you know, without guy wires, get a thick enough one. That'll hold through the winter, probably. Then next summer, think about it.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah?
Why don't you get an Astro plane?
I don't like them. I don't know if they work like they say they do. If they got over the obstructions, I'd go out and buy one while they're on sale now, but I don't think they're going to help me.
10-4.
You think they would, honestly?
Yeah. I have no...
I really don't. I see them, right? A lot of people with them, they don't sound bad with those. The astral plane, I heard a lot of people sound good. I don't hear many, but as I did hear, they all have good reports. They all, you know. That's all I gotta say. Well, some people use them and they're not in bad areas. But, unless you're in like a bad area, maybe an astral plane will help, maybe it won't. But usually, if it advertised, this antenna will do this, it most likely will. Right? You can't really lie about the thing. But I can't say, but everyone I did hear, really come in nice. I never heard somebody with an astral plane that was weak.
10-4, yeah. Except Doral. They're the only people I heard that are weak. But I know a couple places I could get one. Let me see. Doral has them left over. Let me just look here. Astro plane. They want 23. I know somebody. You know that guy Mike? He'll probably sell his astro plane. Maybe I could get it for something like 15. You know what I'd probably do? You know, keep it up there. Then keep the collinear. If it puts out better collinear, sell the collinear. If it doesn't, if it puts out the same, I'd keep the collinear. Keep it around and leave the astro plane up there for him. I don't like the way they look at all, but, you know, I'm not worried about looks. I'm just trying to get out, you know, a little bit better.
Well, if it says what it does, well, one way to find out. So what do? You ask people about it. You go to Doral, ask that dumpling. Right, what do you think of an astral plane? Describe the area you're in. I'm telling you, you should know. What? Ask people. Ask that seven head. Maybe he knows. And they all want to know, and ask around, and then whatever they say, you know, we can get your idea from that. I never heard somebody weep on an astral plane, you know. I don't hear many of them, but, you know, I do hear somebody with it, they're not weak at all.
Yeah, I gotta talk to that seven head. That's who I gotta talk to. We sure do. You gotta ask him what he thinks of it. They don't weigh too much, though. You could put a 15-foot mast on those without even guying it down. They weigh about 3.5 pounds, it says here. They're 12 feet high. They got 4.46 dB gain. SWR 1.2:1. Maximum power 1,000 watts. Wind survival 120 miles per hour. Don't cut out, Pat. Please don't cut out tonight.
What's the dB gain?
4.46.
What?
That's not bad.
I know. Says it's far superior to 5/8 wavelength ground plane antennas installed at the same tip height.
Black Knight.
10.
Come down.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the old collinear, but I gotta ask around. Try something different. I always like changing around, but I'm pretty sure this rig, I don't know. I think I'm gonna keep this rig. I mean it too. I really like this rig. Have a couple things done to it and it'll be alright.
Hello?
That means big standby.
What?
I might have it.
What?
I want to see what happens with Canada.
Sure. Lumber.
Yes.
Sure. Well, what do you know? Just a present.
My husband wanted
me
to have the
autograph.
Very nice.
So, this is a historic moment in the career of a lumberjack.
Now,
all right. Why? What's the matter? An old car that had printed up for nothing.
LJ.
How about it, man?
LJ.
Yes?
Yeah.
Can I have some more of your cards?
What are you using for, scrap?
No, put them on my wall.
All right.
You can have, you got 50 of them for you.
Okay, I'll take them. Yeah, I don't even care if the guys go off. I like QSOs on my wall.
Huh. Well, I'll give you half of what I got. The other half, I keep for, posterity.
Gotta keep some for when you get on your walkie-talkie. Then you can just cross out all those things and put down 14 and 10 and 9.
Yeah, 410, yeah. Yeah. So if you ever hear anything about a walkie, you know which ones are, what sounds good, what don't sound good. You know, I'm an El Dumo and El Cibrio.
I tell you, I got a 1.5 watt, but I don't want to sell it, but it's beautiful, you know, it's really a nice walkie tee. I don't know if you ever heard the Lafayette 1.5 watts, but they do put out. If I sold mine, I'd sell it to you. But, you know, I really don't want to sell it, I like it a lot.
You know, Lafayette used to have a 2.5 watt. Like that you carry on your side, you know, with the straps and all. That, I always liked that. That one really got me. I wish I had that again. I get that. I forgot how much it cost. That was a nice one.
Okay, yourself, right?
Yeah, I know. Oh, wow, it was. I have no
better
than a one I got, though, that goes by my side.
Oh, yeah, no, I that's what? 149 or 1 something?
Cool. Yeah, come on, Blake.
How about it, Rick?
Yeah, how about it, John?
Yeah, whatever happened? What happened to Black Nuts today? Are they going to take it to
radio?
He's still here.
Are they going to take him to court?
I don't know. I haven't heard from Shadow or Emmy all day.
I didn't hear from him today either, so, huh?
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think Mike would sell just his antenna?
I don't know, he's Advante. You want me to call up on that right now? I got the phone back to me.
Yeah, and ask him how much he'd sell for it. Not that I'm deaf, and I'm just thinking about it, you know? Don't, you know, just ask him. Don't tell him who's asking, though.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll ask him. I'll tell him it's not deaf, and I'll just ask him if he'll say some of it, sell it, like, pieces separately right now. Phone's ringing right now. Excuse me. Let's see. What's that? Hang on a second, Rick.
Yeah.
Hey, of course.
How about it, LJ?
Yeah,
what's new?
Well, nothing much. Same old thing.
Oh, this makes me go crazy. You're going off, finally.
Yeah, I'm not really going off. I'll be on. You'll hear me squeaking back there, and I'm going to be stepped on by everybody.
Yeah, well, I know Pete has a 3-watt, but I don't know if he wants to sell it, though. Puts out pretty nice, you know? From what I heard, you know, I don't know if his batteries are always good, but he really puts out pretty good with that thing.
Cool again.
Yeah, what is that? 3-watt. What is it, 57?
Yeah, I think he's selling everything. I don't know, he was at one time selling everything, but I don't know. It worked pretty good, though. I think it had to be fixed once, but it, you know, it's working good now. It has a lot of crystals with it, I know that.
Right.
You too.
Come on, Brady.
You're right, you need home. Got it.
Ah, 10-4. 10-4
for a 10? No, wait, 2-5.
Yeah, 10-4.
Yeah, 4-10.
No more.
Yeah, 10-4. I'm 4, whatever. Hey, for a quickie, maybe I can call up last night and find out what happened. You want me to?
I don't care.
Oh, you're mad, aren't you?
It's up to you what you want, dude. I think he's probably on now anyway.
How much?
You sound mad.
At who?
At me or something. Are you mad?
No, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the other kid out there because he's going off the air.
Which kid?
Lumberjack.
I never talked to him, but hey, Lumberjack, why go off the air? I've been on this thing, hell, a long time. And I don't ever get off. That's what's wrong, you know? Just stay on, man. You don't kill nobody, right?
Sure, it kills me. I've been on for 2 years. Or I should say I had it for 2 years. I've been on for about 2 days, you know? You count up all the hours. Nah, I gotta get off.
Man, don't get off. Listen, just monitor it in if you want. Listen how stupid some people are on this thing, you know? Like, myself included, I make some dumb things on this stupid thing. Everybody on this thing, you won't believe some of the garbage that goes on. You name it, it happens on this stupid thing, you know? Robberies by Black Knight and everything.
Sure. That's why I'm going off. Man, I'm pretty stupid. No, I'll monitor on the old SWR, you know? Well, I don't have to worry about it. What the heck?
Well, I guess I can't get rid of them. I don't know the guy. You know, I mean, guess this is the way. I don't know if you're married or not. Maybe way to meet girls. I don't know. It ain't my way.
Oh, sure.
I know. Well, if you want to, I'll introduce you to the couple of them. You won't even believe they're on CB.
Oh, sure.
Well, you got to be cold.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you... Hey, Rick, is he married?
I hope not.
No. Oh, I don't know how old he is or not. But, hey, Rick, ask him squared about half pint. Woo! You know, I can't do that, but... For the CB, you can't top her just about. Joanne and Kathy from Wayne, and I can make a couple of these. Wow.
They don't come on too much if they're like that.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm right. I never heard of them. How about that?
That's why. Half Pint Patron Betty. She's from Nutley. That was Eileen's old friend. Goldie's old friend. I think you heard from Goldie from Nutley.
Yeah.
Yeah, her friend Betty. Wow. Oh, yeah. Who's that?
How big?
Mmm. Standing back. She's like only 5 foot tall, less than 5 foot tall. And for her size.
Radio.
Yeah, do you ever take the tape measure?
No, I never took it to it.
Oh.
She's black.
Well, she's a little bit older than me. She's, I think, about 18 now.
Uh-oh. What's the matter with that?
Right.
I mean, how old's Lumberjack now? You
should... LJ, how old are you?
Oh, my God.
Almost 19.
Somebody's always pretty good there.
That's what she is. Maybe you know her. Hey, LJ, you hang around the park much?
Nah, not anymore.
I mean, Brookdale.
What?
You know the drum roll?
He don't live in Brookdale. He lives in Clifton.
Like, I can...
Yeah, but I mean, like, you won't know how many kids this girl used to go.
I don't think that.
But, this girl, she used to hang around, Bloomfield and Brookdale Park, but you wouldn't believe how many kids from Clifton used to hang around from there this summer.
Yeah, I know. You probably know some, because I know a lot of my... Not really good friends, but friends of one of my good friends. He used to drive him over there every day, leave him off at Brookdale there.
Yeah, a lot of Clifton guys do it, man. I don't know. Hey, LJ, you don't hang around at Brookdale?
Not me.
Oh, well, maybe I never saw you there.
Do you know any of kids' names from Clifton that were there this summer?
Yeah.
Larry. Little Charlie, that's about all names I know. I can't remember names. Only girls. And I forgot their names over the summer, you know? The girls from Clifton, you know, they live right near Patty, right near that girl. Hey, it reminds me, I better call this girl. Hey, Rick, I'll catch you later, okay?
All right. Threes for now. I'll catch you later.
73s, and I'm gone. Bye. I mean, not bye, I'm gone. Goodbye. Threes, and take it on. I'm going off. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, come on, Blake.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
How's this, cornier on the ground doing?
Oh, wow.
No, sir.
What?
Yeah, you're doing about 9.5 now.
Hey, Lumberjack.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing over there? I'm over Pete's face. His antenna fell down today. What are we doing?
30. Yeah, a little more than 30.
Not gonna change it on your meter. Go get rid of that meter. Oh, you are. Yeah. Put a whore. Bombs.
Got it?
Yeah, Sandy Munch.
Just the kind of meter for Maltese, right?
Yeah, sure. Don't talk about it too much now, you know. I don't want to lose this. I don't want to just go lowering the price before I even get there.
That's one thing about him. He won't go any lower or any higher. He'll just give you the 50 and forget it. No questions asked.
That's all right.
You know, I like to make sure they're satisfied before I sell anything. If I trade anything, I make sure both of us are satisfied so we don't go through the rest of it later. 10-4.
If I'm buying something, that's different. But if he wants to buy it that way, it's his. I'm not giving him a lousy set. I'm giving him a good set. $50, I think that's okay. I'm okay. If this thing was falling apart, you know, I can take an older thing of crystals and so on, you know. No, I don't want to do that. What the heck am I using crystals for? It's all to you, right? No. Why should I do that? Give him the whole set the way it is. Just the way I'm using it, that's the way he's going to get it. Except for the plus two and all this garbage. You don't know. He'll do all right with it. Can't wait to hear it. I hope somebody uses it so I can hear what it sounds like.
I know that he'll only use about 2 channels out of the 12. I'll guarantee that, but... Well, it's nice to give him all this stuff anyway, I guess. Because then, that's the way it goes.
Ah, 410 all that there. Listen here. You once invited me over your house there. The invitation still on?
Yeah, what do you want to see?
I want to see you. Now, I want to see what your old setup looks like there. So, since I got to pick up Pat tomorrow. How about tomorrow?
Do me a favor, come on, tell Pat, tell Pat, because I'm usually on about 5:30, 6 o'clock, so tell me around then if you're coming. I'll be able to give you a definite answer, because, I might get a lot of homework tomorrow, and I might delay it and all that kind of stuff,
Okay, I'll believe
you. Yeah, 4:10. Yeah, all right. Well, I gotta come on anyway, so I'll get you in there. Or I'll tell Pat to get you in there, whatever. Whatever. Oh, yeah. Just imagine. You'll never hear, oh, yeah, again. Oh. Oh, yeah. It'd be fine if I come back and sell and buy another set. No, I'd be crazy if I had to do that. Oh, well. What happened to Pat? Did you fly off the air or something?
Do a couple of oh yeahs and oh sures. What else do you do?
Sure. Oh yeah. Well, holy mackerel.
All right.
Well, yeah, I got you there. That's about the size of it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh boy.
I gotta get somebody in the air. Breaker. Yeah, the handle here is John. Oh, that sounds lousy. What's the matter? Bad night.
That's your last night. I think you better make the best of it, or at least as far as I know. Well, if you come over here within the next couple, days or this week, I don't know. If you can't make tomorrow, Thursday, or Friday. Definitely Friday, I'll be gone. Nothing to do. Everything's all messed up, though, because I only got one rig working here. Everything else is downstairs. My bass isn't normal like it should be. It's a little cleaner than usual. The coax is all over the floor. Everything's all messed up.
Sounds like my room.
Holy moly.
Holy moly.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah, I'm married. I'm 28 and I have 4 children.
Yeah, you're married 19.
Never mind.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to help me get out of this location. It's got to be a way.
Sure, put up a tower.
Yeah, we know that already.
Yeah. Hey, you know that WPAT?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple nice towers there.
Where is that?
WPAT?
Where are the towers?
Look out your window. You see 4 towers blinking on and off. Look to the east.
Is that them? That's the WPAT? I was always wondering what those towers are for. I know it's for radio, but I didn't know for what. Hey, those are nice.
I mean the one off of Broad Street.
Yeah, that's the ones off of Broad Street. The 4 of them, they're blinking on and off. I don't know if there's any more around. Maybe just 1 or 2. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, let's see. That's pretty good. You could always hook them up on there. You really put out them, huh?
Oh, yeah, put the old CLR up there, climb up the thing. That'd be nice to have, though. Tower over the trees. I bet they see my collinear up by Pat's house.
You need about a mile-long coax, though.
Yeah. If I got a tower like that, I'd be willing to buy a mile of coax. I'd save my money, put the best possible antenna up there. Stack 6s or something. And put a collinear on top of that, I'll put a starburst omnidirectional up there on top of the beam. And put a horizontal beam up. Everything, a big heavy rotor. About a $200 rotor, sure.
Oh, no, the bell rings quarter after eight.
Oh, yeah, I know someone. They were up on the Mountain Hills. No. What's the name of that street? Just off of Brighton. It's off of Van Houten, actually. And you have to get onto it to go on to Brighton. That's the name of that street. But there was a kid up there. Him and his sister used to go on. I can't remember his name either. Doggone, they were on it for a while there. Dear, bull boy. Yep, yep. They had an antenna up on one of the towers over there.
Oh, boy.
What?
73.
Bye, 73. Here we go. Ray, hi.
This is the big dick from Delawana. Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Well, this is the big dick from Delawana.
Yeah, about that.
Hey, listen. Wait, for quickie, is he
It's not a...
Not too much.
We're ready?
Oh, well, send it until next time you have it. Hey, three, I'm gone.
Hey, three's on.
Yes. 73's go, Pete. We're gone in a minute.
It's in there. Yeah, the mic is Keith.
I don't think you did that
so
good.
Yeah, so tell me how you got on CBU, Gary. Who started it? And, you know, like, who started talking about transistors? So, you know, how did Gary find out about CBU? You can say that. Go ahead. Go ahead.
CBU? Oh, geez, I don't know. Like I said, we started off on a walkie-talkie there. Then, of course, we kept looking at Go Lafayette books. And, that one Christmas, I got a shortwave, and he got a CB. He had the Eichel. Oh boy, what a mess. He got the old Eichel. So then he was on the Eichel, and I was on the old walkie. He met a few people. You know, Marianne. He would never talk. He wouldn't talk to anybody, though. That's one thing. If someone came on and started talking to me, he wouldn't talk. He used to be a guy in there, Shark. He also got me interested. He had a 22. I think a ground plane. He did beautiful. Talk test too. Holy mackerel, he really did beautiful. He was the best I've ever heard. You know, and he had a modulation scope. Then I got the old 20T. I had to wait for so long. Then he got the other one that he's got now. You know the rest of the story. We used to just, him and me, we used to stick on Channel 3. And it'd be nobody on Channel 3, nobody at all. You'd never hear a person. If I even got boring, sometimes we just sit there and go, yeah, DB, what's new? You know, just keep on going. That was really bad. There's nothing to say, you know what I mean? You talk every day like you guys are doing, and you run out of things to say. Especially if there's only two guys. So, ask about the size of it.
Gary got that Mark 5 second hand, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who did he buy it from, do you remember?
Or where? No.
Or where, do you know where? Some guy in Clifton or something?
I'm not sure. He bought it somewhere around here. It was pretty cheap.
Well, wait a minute. Did he get the Eichel for what? Did he buy that new?
He bought the Eichel new, yeah. But... I don't think it was so good. It wasn't too good a deal.
How much did that Eichel win?
Oh, it wasn't too expensive. I don't know, maybe 60. It was pretty cheap. Yeah, it had the old 100 milliwatt switch.
Yeah? Yeah, that was a 12-channel set?
Yeah. No, wait. Yeah, I think 12-channel. I think. Yeah, it should have been a 12-channel. Yeah, tunable, right. 12-channel tunable.
Tunable 23.
Yeah, tunable 23, but I mean it was 12-channel transfer.
Yeah, is that the Eichel Sentimental?
Is that the what?
Sentimental, I think that is. Wait a minute. I got the CB yearbook, it's called. It's your, let me see if I have it in the old one. Let me see the new one that just came out. It just runs over 100, I think. Eichel. They don't have in this book. It's a stupid book, I guess. They just keep changing sets here. I gotta go to the old one now. Yeah, Eichel, Sentimental. Wait, Sentinel. Oh, I made a mistake. Eichel Sentinel 12. 99.95. Looks just like a set, though. I've seen the light. Have the meter on the right, the speaker on the left, tunable receive, a switch on and off, I think it's a spot switch, the volume, a squelch, and a mic.
The two?
I go with, say, two transceiver.
Right, well, it sounds like it, yeah. 99,
that's
more expensive than mine.
Shoot. That's what it says here, 99. And that's the price for... I cut out, I bet, right? Yes. I can't, it's close to a plug. Gotta fix the contacts, and I keep forgetting. Well, here's a Courier 12. It looks like an old man set Courier 12. Channel rejection, 20 dB. You know how bad that is? Ed thinks that set is so good. If you only found out. Smart 6 would wipe that out. No, when I go, let's see. It doesn't look like the best. The channel rejection was good. Energy rejection is not bad. The OFF output was 2.6 watts, though. And, no, it doesn't look like the best. But that was it. You know, this is a 12 channel one. Spot switch, just like you would. Did Gary's have that?
I suppose he did. I think so. That's a big help, you know. You gotta have one. So, otherwise, you'll never know if you're on it.
That's good for tunable. But, you know, that was tunable. I swear, you know, you need to know it says 14. It's all the way up to 18, you know. You're really on 18 when it says 14 or something, you know. The other knife, when the heat kit, that kit. Complete, it's $109 wired and $76.95 kit. That's a little better one, it's one of the few channels. Oh, wait, a 12 channel solid state transceiver. I think I made a mistake. I thought this set was 23 channels. Oh, I gotta look this up in my Heath kit book. I think we made a mistake. I think the CBN book made a mistake. Wait, let me look in the other one now. I think we finally caught them.
Not a kit, completely wired.
The Astro Commander. Lafayette's best. Here it is, right in front of me. Wait, we gotta check this out, everybody. CBN book 1972. H. Heath's kit. Lafayette, no. Ruffy Crud Johnson. Fanning. Heath's kit. Oh, I went up the price, huh? $89.95 kit at 12 channel solid state transceiver. I thought it was 24 channels. Here's my Heath kit book now. Well, I thought it was 23 channels. I seen it in the store. I thought it was 23. Hold on.
Fanny.
Another mic, you know. I got the connector here. I gotta take it off of this one and put it on the other one. Okay. How long are you gonna be on? You gonna be on for another 10, 15 minutes?
I don't know. I might be going off now. Why?
I'm gonna change the mic right now. I wanna just make sure it works, you know. So I wanna get some Rick Rick or somebody.
I'll try to be.
Port Tenor, this is the last tube we're hearing. It's plus two for Lumberjack here on the 20T base. Last time we heard this fantastic audio that I've had. And, that's about it here.
I can fix my plus two while you're doing that. My, that song that you're playing in the background, I like a sad song, it's reminding me of you going off. I swear, I'm not going to hurt Rick, but it's going to hurt me bad you going off. I mean, you know, I just see you have a buyer and all that, you know, you want money and all that, but, you know, I hate to see you go off. Because, you know, you never made trouble or nothing, which is what we want. We don't want anybody that makes any trouble, so be and get off. No, you know.
It's not a sad song, it's a very happy song.
the old Doug Graham Crusade.
Sure.
Oh, but it's too slow, and that's slow enough. Don't some fast music here. We're taking a plus four, aren't we, sure? Gotta fix the contact there. So why don't you chop out and fix that mic? Oh, well, I can't unkey my mic now.
Okay, I'll be chopping out then. Say goodbye. It's the last time you hear that audio. When I come back on, it's going to sound like a pfft again. Or maybe it won't. I don't know. I didn't have the matchbox before. All right. 10 cents. Standing by.
And four. This old clubhouse will be standing by.
And farewell to the old LJ plus two.
All right, you take the mic apart. I've got a little day. We're done. Somebody's been in my mic here. Somebody kicked a hole in the cartridge.
Standing by.